its walls a foot in thickness, and its weight 19,250 pounds. Second, the cannon was to be a columbiad 900 feet in length. A well of that depth forming the vertical mould in which it was to be cast. And third, the powder was to be 400,000 pounds of gun cotton, which, by developing more than 200,000 millions of cubic feet of gas under the projectile, would easily send it as far as our satellite. These questions settled, Barbicane, aided by Murphy, the chief engineer of the Cold Spring Ironworks, selected a spot in Florida, near the 27th degree north latitude, called Stony Hill, where after the performance of many wonderful feats in mining engineering, the Columbiad was successfully cast. Things had reached this state when an incident occurred which excited the general interest a hundredfold. A Frenchman from Paris, Michael Arden by name, eccentric but keen, and shrewd as well as daring, demanded, by the Atlantic Telegraph, permission to be enclosed in the bullet so that he might be carried to the moon, where he was curious to make certain investigations. Received in America with great enthusiasm, Arden held a great meeting.